invite you to take your Bible and turn to Lamentations. That's after Jeremiah. Lamentations chapter 3. And this will be my opening text. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. You'll follow along as I read these verses. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. Let us pray as we prepare for the message. Father, we thank You for Your great faithfulness to us. And Lord, what a privilege it is for me to stand and proclaim Your truth, Your faithfulness. And Lord, I pray that You will help me as I deliver this message. I pray that You will be with each person who listens. Just communicate this wonderful truth to our hearts and help us to act upon it and live it out. And we pray and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today it is my joy to present to you two of the wonderful attributes of God. God is true and God is faithful. Yes, it's wonderful to know that God will always tell you the truth. He will never lie to you. He will never break a promise unto you. And it's also wonderful to know that God is faithful. He is reliable. He is dependable. You can count on God. You can put your faith in God. Yet unfortunately, there are too many people who are not true and faithful. You cannot count on them to consistently tell you the truth. You cannot count on them to keep their promises. You cannot count on them to be faithful and reliable and dependable. It's unfortunate when we fall short of the glory of God's attributes, including His truth and His faithfulness. Yet God is indeed faithful and true, and we're going to learn about these two attributes of God this morning. I've been preaching about the attributes of God, and why is it important that we know God and what He's like? Well, I tell you, one reason is this. To know God is to love God. To know God is to trust God more. To know God is to serve God and be faithful to Him as He is faithful unto us. And so I hope our lives are impacted by the truth of the message this morning. Now, the first attribute of God that I want to share with you this morning is the fact that God is true. First of all, that is true in the sense that He is indeed the true God. Jesus Himself said in John 17:3 that He is the only true God. In Jeremiah 10:10 and 1 John 5:20, likewise, those authors say that God is the true God. He is distinguished from all of the so-called gods of this world, which are lies and vanity. The true God is the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And not only is God the true God, but He is the source and ground of all truth. All truth, whether it's mathematical, scientific, musical, moral, religious, all truth comes from God and is grounded in God. He is the standard of all truth. Furthermore, truth in one field does not contradict truth in another field. True science never contradicts theology and the true nature of the world. In fact, I have a problem with education that leaves God out. Because without God, who is the source of all truth, how can you properly interpret facts? How can you properly arrive at the right conclusions? No, the only education that arrives at the truth is a God-centered education that factors in the reality of God. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 4 says that God is a God of truth. He is a God of truth. He always tells the truth. Indeed, Hebrews 6:18 says, it is impossible for God to lie. Truth is just a vital aspect of His being. And Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is God incarnate. And as God incarnate, He was the incarnation of truth. In John 1:17, it says that He was full of grace and truth. And Jesus Himself said to His disciples in John 14:6, He said, I am the truth. You know, an apostle speaks the truth, but only Jesus could say, I am the truth. He is truth in the core of His being. And not only is Jesus Christ truth, but of course, every person of the Trinity is truth. The Holy Spirit is truth. In John 14:17, He is called the Spirit of truth. And so God is the true God. God is a God of truth. And since God is truth, then He always speaks the truth. Jesus said in John 17:17, your word is truth. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, it says there that all Scripture is breathed of God, is God-breathed. And since it is God-breathed and God-inspired, then indeed all of Scripture is indeed the truth. And whenever there is any contradiction between what God says and what man says, then we ought to heed Romans 3:4, which says, let God be true and every man a liar. God is the true God. He speaks the truth, for He is truth. Now, the fact that God is truth relates to us in several different ways. First of all, because God is truth, we should have faith in God. Now, when you put faith in someone, who do you put your faith in? I tell you, there's two qualifications that are important. One is, are they truthful? Are they truthful, reliable? And then furthermore, are they capable of doing what they say they're going to do? Well, my friend, God is both truthful and capable. He is the omnipotent God. And so you can have absolute faith in God because He is a God of truth and He is the omnipotent God. And then furthermore, since God is truth, then we, His people, His children, should speak the truth. You remember the ninth of the Ten Commandments? It says, you shall not bear false witness. Folks, this is important to God because He's a God of truth and we have no business speaking what is not true, bearing false witness. Ephesians 4:15 says that we are to be speaking the truth in love. Ephesians 4:25 says, therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor. Yes, God is a God of truth. Therefore, we should speak the truth. We should never lie. We should always keep our promises. We should be men and women of integrity because God is a God of truth and veracity. And I ask you, do you always keep your word? Do you consistently tell the truth? That is the way we should be as children of God. And so God is a God of truth. But because He is a God of truth, then it is also true that God is faithful. And we're going to see that those go hand in hand, which is why I'm preaching them together. God is faithful. Yes, there are many scriptures that talk about the fact that God is faithful. Isaiah 49 verse 7 says, "The Lord is faithful." 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, "God is faithful." At least six other times in the New Testament, it says that God or the Lord is faithful. And right here in my opening text, Jeremiah talks about the faithfulness of God. Look at verse 22 again. "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not." Now, if you have a different translation, it may translate that what I believe is more accurately. In fact, the way it probably could read and should read is this: "The Lord's mercies, truly they cease not. Surely His compassions fail not." In Hebrew language, there's a lot of poetic parallelism. And we see it right there in verse 22. And there we're introduced to a very important word. The word translated mercies is chesed in Hebrew. And that's a word that means more than just mercy. It combines the thoughts of loving kindness, of faithful, loyal love, all into one word, especially in our covenant relationships with one another. And so the word itself conveys the idea of faithfulness. And one aspect of faithfulness is that it never fails, just like verse 22 indicates. It never ends. It's always true of God. He's always faithful to us. That's because God has a covenant relationship with us. And what's a covenant? It's a promise. And God is always true to His promises. In Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9, it calls God the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations. Our God is a covenant-keeping God. That's why He is indeed faithful. Psalm 106, verse 1, repeats a phrase that's found many times in the Old Testament. It says, "His mercy endures forever." And there's that word chesed again. His faithful love, His loving kindness, never ends but endures forever. Thus we are assured of the enduring character of God's faithfulness. In Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 10, it says, "For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but My kindness, My faithful love shall not depart from you, nor shall My covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has mercy on you." You know, the last time I checked, those mountains are still there. You know, and those hills are still there. They're as solid as rock, folks. But someday, even the mountains and even the hills shall be brought low, the prophecy indicates. But God's mercy, God's faithful love never ceases. It never comes to an end. And so verse 23 goes on to say, "They are new every morning." God's mercies, God's compassion are new every morning. You know, every day we face new challenges. Every day we face new difficulties. Every day we face disappointments in life. And no matter what happens in life, God's faithful love is new every morning. He's always consistent. He's always there for you and for me. Therefore, He concludes in the last of verse 23, "Great is Your faithfulness." Oh yes, the faithfulness of God means that you can always count on Him. He will never let you down. He's always there for you. He's dependable. He is reliable. And guess what? Even when we're not faithful, God remains faithful. You see this? 2 Timothy 2:13. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. Oh, isn't that wonderful that even though we sin and we disappoint God and we let God down, I'm glad that God doesn't say, well, fool you on you. You know, I'm out of here. I'm dismissing you from my family. No, He remains faithful. One of the words for faithfulness in the Old Testament is emethin. It refers to stability and firmness. One of the names of God that is found many times in the Psalms that reminds us of firmness and stability is what? Rock. God is my rock. And indeed, that conveys the faithfulness of God. Psalm 89 and verse 33 says, nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from Him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. Yes, God is the faithful, unfailing God who will never let you down, who is always faithful. Now, there's a connection between the truth of God and the faithfulness of God, because you can rely upon what God says. You can rely upon His promises. And the two are linked together in Romans chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. What if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Certainly not. Indeed, let God be true and every man a liar. What God has promised, He will surely fulfill. You can count on God because He's faithful and true. And Revelation 9:19-11 says that Jesus is called faithful and true. What wonderful truth about God. Last week I talked about the fact that God is immutable. God never changes. And we sang that in that hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. He changes not. And that's one reason why He's faithful. Because He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He is consistent. He is steady. He is faithful. He is reliable. Our God is the faithful God. As the sun rises every morning, like clockwork, so God is faithful. You can depend upon Him as you depend on the sunrise each and every day. God's people were going through the wilderness. And even in the wilderness, God said, I'm going to provide for you. And what do? He gave more manna every day. Every day. Except on the Sabbath. And He gave extra on the day before. Yes, God is faithful. You can count on Him. And the Psalms ring out in praise to the faithfulness of God. Look at some of these Psalms. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Great is Thy faithfulness indeed. Psalm 92:2 says, to declare Your loving kindness in the morning and Your faithfulness every night. God is faithful. And then Psalm 105, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth, or can be translated faithfulness, endures to all generations. God is the faithful God. At least 11 times in the Hebrew Bible, hesed, faithful love, is linked with the Hebrew word for faithfulness. They go hand in hand. And folks, since God is true, we should be true. True to our word. Since God is faithful, we should be faithful in our relationships to God, in our relationships to others. Yes, we are to be faithful to God. Are you faithful to God? Are you faithful to spend time each day with God in prayer and reading His Word? Are you faithful to God and gathering with His people for worship? Can God count on you to do that? Can God count on you to be a faithful witness? Can God count on you to be a faithful steward? 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Yes, we are to practice faithfulness in our relationship with God. But we should also be faithful in our relationships to other people, especially those that we've established a relationship with. Yes, husbands and wives are to be faithful to their marriage vows and their marriage covenant. When I perform a marriage ceremony, part of the vows are for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. If God is faithful, He will enable you to be faithful as well. We are to be faithful as parents to our children. May it always be so that our children look to us as a rock that they can always count on, that they can always lean upon, that you and I will always be faithful to our children. No matter what happens to our children, no matter what difficulties they get into, a faithful parent is always faithful to their children. And children ought to be faithful to their parents as well. You know, there'll be a time when your parents are going to grow old and they're going to need you. And you ought to be faithful to your parents. You ought to be faithful to your church family. Yes, God places us with a body of local believers, and they're your spiritual family. And your spiritual family ought to be able to count on you to help minister to the body, can count on you to gather with us and encourage one another as we gather for worship in small groups. Yes, your church ought to be able to count on you to be faithful to the assignments that you accept as a Christian in this church. Yes, we ought to be faithful, for God is faithful. And I want to conclude by sharing with you some practical truths that flow from the faithfulness of God. Because God is faithful, the following is true: that God keeps His promises. In Deuteronomy 7:9, it says, therefore know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant. Yes, God keeps His covenant promises because He is faithful. Likewise, Hebrews 10:23 says, He who promised is faithful. They go hand in hand. He's the faithful God, therefore He keeps His promises. In Titus 1:2, it talks about the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Because God is faithful, we can be confident that we will indeed inherit eternal life someday. He keeps His promises. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, in verse 13, in a context of God's promise to help us when we face temptation, to provide a way of escape, Paul says, and we can count on God, for He's faithful. He will do what He has promised to do. And in Hebrews 11:11, Abraham's wife, Sarah, it says of her that she judged God faithful who had promised. Yes, our God is a covenant-keeping God. He keeps His promises. And don't ever forget that. He is the faithful God. There was a little Scottish lady who did extra laundry for money to help send her son to the university. And he went off to the university, and unfortunately he came under the influence of liberal professors that were there, and they got into his head and caused him to doubt his childhood faith in God. And one day he was home, on break. And his mom was talking about how wonderful it was to know that she was saved and that she had eternal life. And he spoke up and said, "Mom, don't you realize that you are just a speck in this vast universe? And if you were to lose your soul, it would mean nothing to God." And she thought about that for a little while as she continued to set the table for the meal. And then she said, "Son, you're right. It would be no great loss to God, I suppose, if my soul were to be lost. I'm just a speck in the universe. But I will tell you this, if I were to be lost, it would be a great loss to God." Why? Because God's character, he would lose his character. He would lose his reputation because God made a promise to me that if I believe in his Son, Jesus, I would have eternal life. And if God doesn't keep his promise, not only would I be lost, but God would lose something far more important. His character, his reputation as the faithful God. Yes, God keeps his promises. And because God is faithful, furthermore, it is true that we have peace. We can have peace in our hearts and our souls because God's faithfulness gives us that sense of peace. Whenever you're tempted, anxious, fearful, discouraged, you can find peace in knowing that God has made promises and he will be faithful to help you through that temptation, to help you through that trial, to strengthen you as you face the difficulties of life because he is the faithful God. God's faithfulness gives us peace. The Bible says, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our sins are forgiven and we know it and it brings peace. And yet our only basis of having this peace is the faithfulness of God. In 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is faithful to forgive us if we'll just confess our sins based on the shed blood of Jesus. Aren't you glad that God is faithful? You know, suppose you come to God after sinning for the 10,000th time. And God says to you, "You know what? You've hit 10,000 sins. I think I've had enough of this forgiveness thing." No, God is always faithful. You can always count on God to forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive because he's faithful. What peace that gives us. And then, furthermore, again, as we face the trial of temptation, no temptation is taking you except as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will with the temptation provide a way of escape, he goes on to say. Yes, God can be counted on. God is faithful. God is reliable. God is dependable as you face temptations to keep his promise to you. And Psalm 36, verse 7 says, "How precious is your loving kindness, your faithful love, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings." Oh yes, as you face trials and difficulties in life, always remember that God has established a relationship with you by your faith in Jesus. And you're his child. And as a parent is faithful to his child, even so, God will be faithful to you. God says, "Come on, under the shadow of my wing. I'll be your rock. I'll be your fortress. I'll be your shield. I'll help you through this difficulty that you're going through. Yes, we have great peace because of the faithfulness of God. Peace even in the midst of the storm. And then finally, because God is faithful, we have a sure hope. A sure hope. Why is our hope sure? Because it's grounded in the faithfulness and the truthfulness of God. God has established a covenant with us. The new covenant through the shed blood of Jesus. We're made His children. We're promised eternal life. And because of the faithfulness of God, because His faithfulness never fails, never ceases, then we can have a sure hope regarding our future. You know, Paul said in Romans 5:5 that hope does not disappoint. Now he's talking about hope in God, who is the faithful God. Has your hope ever been disappointed? Yeah, there's been a time or two on Christmas morning I was hoping to get something and didn't get it. Or maybe that young man called you and said, I want to take you on a date. I'm going to take you to this nice restaurant and we're going to have a good time. I'll be there at 7:00. And then they never show up. Where's their faithfulness? Where's their reliability? Aren't you glad that with God, hope never disappoints? You won't be disappointed with God. He has wonderful future for you. And speaking of our hope, grounded in the faithfulness of God, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23 says this, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. He is faithful. And 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24 says this, now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who will also do it. He promises that the day is coming when God is going to continue this work of sanctifying us, and someday that work will be complete and we will stand before God in heaven blameless, without fault, without sin. That hope is grounded in the faithfulness of God, Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. My dad was brought to church as a child and trusted Jesus as his Savior at an early age. God blessed him with a wife and three children. God was always faithful in providing for his family all that we needed. God blessed him with a long life of 89 years. And as he was dying, I was so happy that I was close enough by to drive up to the hospital and spend some last moments with my dad at the hospital bed. And you know what? He was a man who believed in Jesus as his Savior. And as he knew he was dying, you know what I saw? I saw peace. I saw a sense of contentment. Why? Because God is faithful. What He has promised, He will do. And He knew that shortly He would close His eyes for the last time, take His last breath, and just like that, He would wake up in heaven in eternal life, because God is faithful, who promised us eternal life. I expect to have the same confident hope as I face death. Hebrews 6:19 says, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. This hope is sure and steadfast because of the truthfulness and the faithfulness of God. I ask you, do you have this relationship with God where you know that God is faithful and true to you, and that He's made promises to you, and that you have eternal life waiting for you, that you'll be among those that will rise from the dead and have brand new bodies like Jesus, incorruptible, enduring? Oh yes, what a wonderful thing it is to know that God is faithful and true. Would you bow with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are true, that You are faithful. Lord, help us to be true. Help us to be faithful. Lord, help us to put our trust in You, for You are worthy of our faith. For You are the faithful God, the true God, who keeps His promises. Lord, help us to have this peace that Your faithfulness brings. Help us to have this confident hope that Your faithfulness brings. And if there's anyone here this morning who doesn't have this relationship with You by faith in Jesus, I pray that today would be the day when they put their trust in Jesus. And I ask this in His name. Amen.